If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
This podcast is brought to you by ReRaw Irish Lager, a light, fresh lager independently owned and brewed in County Wicklow. Thanks, ReRaw.
Phoning it in. If you're in a quandary, you've got dirty laundry, then you should be phoning it in.
Hello and welcome to Phoning It In, the improvised phoning show. My name is Dave Coffey. The usual phone lines are open, so get calling. We're going to kick things off this week with our topic of the week. This week, we're talking about running out of time. Daniel, you're running out of time on your chance to claim your inheritance.
Yeah. Oh my God. There's not enough time in the day to do anything, let alone get the inheritance.
Yeah. Is there a timer on when you can claim this inheritance, or are you just running out of time literally every day that you haven't got around to?
Well, like when they die.
Yeah.
I'll get to inherit it.
Yeah.
But when is that going to be, Dave?
Okay, right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And you feel like you're running out of time because the days are passing and there's still no sign of them dying.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm rushing. I'm like, he's dead, yes. Like, I text my mum. She just got back. She's like, no.
Not dead.
No, sure. How would I be dead? This text. And I'm just like,
what can you do? How can we move this on?
Move it along. Yeah.
Is it both your parents, is it?
Oh, yeah. They're so young.
Ugh. What age are you talking?
Dad's just pushing 50.
50?
Yeah.
That's very young. You could have a long time to wait there, Daniel.
But there's not enough time today. Yeah, I'm just trying to get things moving.
I know, yeah.
You know, they said they had it for me, and I'm like,
what?
I know you can't see what I'm doing, but like, I know, I've heard it all, but like, come on.
I imagine you're gesturing in a kind of a
I've heard it all before. Because I've spent it as well.
You've already spent it.
So there is a rush.
Okay. What have you spent it on?
Just stuff, like a lot of things, like cool stuff, neat stuff, big things, little things,
Can you be more specific? like a car or a house or?
I haven't moved out, you know what I mean? So like, I just kind of thought might as well just spend on some cool stuff, like a kiddie pool in the back garden.
Kiddie pool, yeah.
Trampoline. Going. I got these cool little space boots.
Yeah.
You're bouncing them as you walk around. Like, they're a class.
I haven't seen them in a while, actually.
Yeah. They were costly, it just adds up. You know what I mean? So I'm like, mommy, daddy, gonka, 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 gonka. So that's me getting off the trampoline, landing on my own space boots, going into the house. Because I'm trying to squeeze my sumo suit through the door. And I'm like, mama, dada, are you still alive? And they're like, we're grand. What is happening? And I'm like, this shit ain't free.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Who do you owe the money to?
Do I have the witch?
Who do you owe the money to?
Oh, where do I begin? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, I worked in a fun zone and I just went back. You know what I mean? I was like, I'll give it back to you. I didn't,
You took it
from fun zone.
Okay.
And I said, they were like, I heard, we can see you. We know that too.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot going missing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, boing, like coming to work, I'm like, boing, through the door. And I'm just like, so sue me.
Okay.
They're like, no, we'll ask you to pay it back instead. And I'm like, I'll give it back.
Yeah,
take it now, I said. They're like, you're obviously not wearing that under that.
And
then they were like, we don't want it back.
Yeah.
Now. Because I'm like, because apparently I tainted it with nudity.
Yeah.
Which makes how is the child going to know that?
Yeah, no.
How is the child going to know that I was naked at one point in the suit?
Yeah, no one wants it.
So I was like, do you know what, lads? Foam fingers, giant foam fingers like this. So I know the foam fingers do the finger thing.
Yeah.
But inside him, I was giving them
the
finger.
Them the,
so I was like, do you know what, lads? Stick that up your foam fingers. Turned around. Through the door. on my trampoline. Back to my room.
Yeah. All right, look, I want to bring on your dad, Jim.
How are you, Dave?
Jim, you're still alive.
Yeah, very much so, buddy. Very much so.
Boom, Dad.
Daniel really could do with his inheritance. He's spent a lot of money from the fun zone. They're looking for it back.
Yeah.
Were you aware of all this money he spent?
Oh, I was aware of it, Dave. Yeah, I was very much aware of it. I've never seen communion money being spent as quick in me bloody life.
Yeah, that's long gone, I assume.
Oh, it's long gone. Back in 1998, he was out the doors of the church like a bat out of hell, straight down to Kids Zone in Feltram on the border of Swords there. Swords and Ashbourne.
Yeah,
he was down the road like a light, so he was.
Yeah. Doesn't
bought
sleep.
Over the whole Kids Zone. He made a fortune on the day. He had shares in RTE and all at one point. So much money. Very popular young man. And I am proud of that, don't get me wrong. But he has accumulated some serious debt, Dave.
Yeah.
Some serious debt. And it makes me nervous. And I'm anxious as a father. You know, we won't be able to pay that money back. And he's walking around in space boots. And to be honest with you, Dave, I'm mortified. Can't go to the bookies, can't go to the pub. You know, everybody knows that we've fallen on hard times now. And my son's going around dressed up like a space hopper. Like Neil Armstrong, with 1969, the Summer of Love.
With the samurai, or not samurai, what you call it? What's the suit?
It's a sumo suit.
Sumo suit.
He has one of those swords, what you see one of the lads with Star Wars in. I don't even know the name of that, like a lightsaber or something.
It's a lightsaber.
Saves you. I don't know.
It's a double-ended lightsaber.
A double-ended...
Red.
It's a double-ended what?
Lightsaber, da!
I wouldn't be surprised. You want to see the things that I found in this room that are all double-ended. I don't know what's going on in there.
Yeah.
He's not wrong about that.
Daniel, can I ask what age you are?
I am quite young.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I am. Yeah.
How young, though?
That's for me to know and you to find out, big man.
Tell the man how old you are, though.
9 and a half.
You're 9 and a half?
I'll be 10 in August.
10? And yeah, you have a job in Fun Zone?
I was hanging out, you know. Yeah, I wouldn't call it a job so much as, you know, I was going into Fun Zone a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, I was robbing Fun Zone after hours.
I was staying
in the ball pit until after they turned the lights off. Okay. And I go, plop, 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 because that's the sound.
Going out of the ball pit, yeah.
And then I'd be like, I'm a kid alone in Fun Zone at night. I can do anything.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Like then, a kid in a candy store.
Yeah, only it's a play center.
Yes.
There are sweets there and stuff, though, but you know yourself. Yeah. And that is long and short of it. Yeah, I was robbing them at night.
Okay, well, I want to bring on the manager of Fun Zone.
Oh, here he is.
Hello, Dave. Hi, Dave.
Tony.
Yeah. Tony's my name. Yeah, Tony. Tony Fun Zone.
Oh, is that a family name?
Yeah, it's family business.
All right, so it's named Fun Zone because that's your last name.
I always thought it was
like a zone of fun.
Yeah, it's of Norman descent, actually. Yeah, okay. Fun Zone. Yeah, the Fun Zone's, originally I've done my family tree and we originated on the Irish shores in the 1800s. Yeah, we were slave traders. Now we trade in fun.
Yes.
You know,
it's nominative determinism, I suppose.
Yeah. You know, it was a natural, I think, progression for the family to go from slave trading to fun.
Children's entertainment.
It's not for us to entertain the kids, you know.
But you're providing the space, I suppose.
Yeah, like we have a nice big hall. And it has things that children generally find amusing.
Yes.
You knew
that Daniel was stealing. He was staying in overnight and stealing from you.
Yeah. I did know that. I kind of thought, at one point that his family might intervene. You know what I mean? I thought really he would intervene.
Did you say it to his dad to?
He kept giving me false numbers for his parents, he was quite clever that way. I would say he was a master forger, and that he would be able to forge his parent number and his parents' signature.
See, my dad's number is 086-392-4621.
Okay.
But what I said to Tony Fun Zone, it was, my dad's number is 086-6782. Yeah. It's not his number at all.
Okay.
It's not his number, and every time I'd ring, I'd go...
Yeah.
Call him now if you want. Like it's. Yeah. It isn't his number.
Okay.
Now some people do record, you know, whimsical tunes from the radio as their voicemail. You know, so I thought maybe that's.
Oh, you thought that was what
that's what I thought what it was. So I left a few voicemails.
Yeah, but you weren't because there wasn't a voicemail.
To of no avail.
Well, yeah, it wouldn't have mattered. It wasn't James Bowen, I suppose.
You know what? It wasn't the right number. Okay,
he's on the line now. Have you spoken to him since?
Hello, Jim.
How are you, Tony? What's the story?
Oh yeah, this is Tony Funzone here.
Tony Funzone. It's been a while, Tony.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
It really has been a while, and I'd just like to extend my apologies from myself and my wife about Daniel's behaviour. We never thought that we could have fit that many plastic balls into the conservatory, but lo and behold, we could. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to apologise unreservedly for the amount of plastic balls that my young fella took from you. I never condoned it at all, and I'm terribly sorry about the harm that it brought to you, the Fun Zones, and the Normans of the 1800s.
Yeah, well, you know, I really appreciate that. But really, I suppose, is I would like, maybe all I'm asking for is, first of all, I've got a nice decent apology, but I would like to maybe have some of my things back for the Fun Zones, because look, I don't know what the kids see in these things that we put in there, but
not whatever it is, hell, really,
you know, really, really amuses them anyway. So if we could get a few of those back.
I understand what you're saying, you know, Tony. But
Daniel just said there wasn't a hope in hell.
Not a hope in hell.
That's what he's saying. And to be honest, Tony, I hate to say this, but I tried to get the space hopping boots off him, and his feet are now welded into them. I don't know what he's been doing. He took a welding course in Foss or something, but like, I cannot get the boots off him. I might be able to get you the trampoline, but...
But Jimmy, this is a 10-year-old boy.
Nine and a half.
You need to rein him in. You know, he's your responsibility.
Yeah,
Dave, I know.
You owe Tony money. You owe Tony the space boots and the trampoline.
As true as I'm sitting here, Dave, I do understand it, but you have no idea how difficult parenting is in the modern world. I cannot get space boots off a 9.5-year-old. He's calling the shots at home. I might be able to dismantle that trampoline and the bull, the mechanical bull, is doing me head in. The thing is sentient. We're feeding the four square meals a day.
My problem is, like, you know, without the... You know, the fun things, it's just a zone. I don't really make any money off that, you know. So I need the fun things, you know.
And it doesn't go with your name, which is Fun Zone.
It's a family business, yeah. It's the brand, it's the Brandon. Yeah. It's Brandon.
Daniel, do you feel any remorse sitting here listening to Tony say, like, you can't, there's no fun in the zone anymore?
The only thing I say is good luck finding the bodies.
What bodies?
Oh my God, what are you on about, Daniel?
Plush doggies.
What?
Sorry, Tony, have you looked for the plush doggies recently?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I bet you didn't check the back closet. Because you're out. Oh. And you never find them.
Plush doggies, what's this?
Plush doggies.
You never find the bodies, Tony.
Is that toddlers like a, go mad for them.
Is that like a Beanie Baby or a...
That's exactly what it is.
That's exactly what it is,
buried at a location that no one's ever going to find.
There were loose beans all over the front room there the other day.
My dad'll tell you, if there's one thing I love more than Fun Zone at night, it's digging a hole.
Right.
Plush doggies will never
You've
be found.
You've dug us all into a hole now at this point, Daniel. This poor man is looking for his Beanie Babies.
I'm going to sue.
Of course he is.
I think ultimately, Tony, it's going to come back on you. You know, Daniel's your son. He's a minor. You should be responsible for
it. It will come back on the real Tony, Dave. My name is Jim.
Sorry, Jim. It'll come back on you.
It might do. Then we were thinking of organising our own Fun Zone. Weren't we, Daniel?
I might know a lad who has a certain collection of plush toys and one sumo suit.
Won't last a wet week in this town. You'll never work in this town again.
See where that Fun Zone?
Pack it into the high ice and bring it down to Core Town or something.
Absolutely.
Right, so if you set up your own Fun Zone...
More a van. I don't know if we'll get the space.
A fun van.
Yeah, like a big, just a van you can...
You could earn some money and maybe... You know.
Build a bigger branch,
yeah. Or pay
buy
back.
More equipment and make it bigger.
Make it his own.
Mass produce, make our own Fun Zone.
Yeah,
it might be worth a shot.
Yeah.
Now I don't want to drive Tony Funzone out of business completely.
Well, it seems like you've nearly done that.
If you wanted to partner with us or something.
I've got... The overheads are huge. The overheads are huge.
And his head is huge as well. Now, I know you can't see that, but he has a huge mallet head.
That is the real reason I got the sumo suit, because it's more proportioned to my actual large head.
Yeah,
You know, I'm kind of self-conscious of my huge head.
Yeah, so you just look a bit more like a normal... I imagine you look kind of like a big baby, though, with a big head and a big body.
Big baby who used to have a bit of weight and was kind of lost it.
Yes.
Yeah, so I got that big shoulder, big frame, like long rib cage, huge arms, very long fingers, inordinately long fingers, and a baby's head. So the sumo suit is like...
He's a horror, David, to be honest with you.
People all right, well, listen, guys, I you were running out of time in your inheritance. I'm afraid we're running out of time in this segment.
I have to move
on to some other calls. But thank you, Daniel, for phoning it in. I want to talk to you for a second about ReRaw Irish Lager, who are kindly sponsoring this podcast. It is a light, fresh, locally made lager, and it has been crafted to celebrate the best bits of being Irish, including the best of Irish comedy, which is why they're supporting this show. They're also hosting some live comedy gigs this June featuring three regulars to this show, Killian Sunderman, Shane Dan Byrne, and Tony Cantwell. Check them out on Instagram at re.raw.beer for more details. And when you get a chance, grab yourself a taste of crisp, refreshing ReRaw Lager. Thanks, ReRaw. Alana's on the line. Alana, you have to get home, but you're running out of time.
I'm just so busy. I'm just so busy, Dave.
But you're trying to get home?
I'm trying to get home, but just so busy here.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm in over my head. I'm just so busy. I've got lots of things to do. I have to type on my keyboard for another little bit, but it's highly confidential what I'm doing on my keyboard. But I have to type, like, do you hear me typing right now? Just to give you an idea of how much stress I'm under. Do you hear that?
Yeah, I can hear that.
Yeah. Frantic. I'm frantic. Yeah. I'm just so busy.
Do you have a job, Alana?
Yeah, I've got jobs. I've got to take some calls. I've got some jobs.
Typing. I don't mean little jobs that you have to do. I mean, do you have a career job?
I'm so busy with my job. Yeah.
What is your job?
I'm an entrepreneur. I've got lots of jobs.
You see, entrepreneur in this case, it makes it sound like you're just a spoofer. Like you're saying you're busy, but you actually aren't. What are you actually doing is what I'm saying.
What I'm doing is I'm selling some experiences.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, some experiences.
Like what?
Yeah. Well, you know the way people like different types of experiences. But I'm thinking about selling people experiences that they don't necessarily like, because do you know the way people like to have something to talk about, Dave?
Yeah.
People are more likely to talk about, if something bad happens to them. They're more likely to be like, oh my God, you won't believe the day I've had.
Yeah, people love moaning about the bad things.
But the general person has very boring life.
Yes.
You know, not me, I'm very busy.
You're busy, so you're going to sell bad experiences to people?
Yeah, exactly, Dave. Yeah, exactly.
So what kind of thing?
Well, what I do is, let's say one of my packages includes, let's say it's not raining. Let's say it's a nice sunny day.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Grant, wasn't it a lovely day today? Yeah, gorgeous.
Boring.
Conversation
though.
Over.
Yeah.
Conversation
yeah,
over.
Yeah.
Now, what say you're walking in the street? Gorgeous day today it is. Yeah, absolutely. But you wouldn't believe what happened to me. I got sprayed by mucky water from a puddle. Now, there'd be no puddles on the road.
Why is there a puddle?
I've got a puddle gun, you see. Yeah, I've got a giant gun. And it sprays puddles at people.
It's puddle gun. Okay.
Yeah, now there you go. Your clothes were ruined.
Yeah.
My clothes are ruined.
Yeah.
I had to go into Penny's and get a whole new outfit.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a disaster. And then I missed my dart.
You could be dining out on that story for months.
I tell you what, literally dining out. You got a dinner date that night. You got nothing to talk about. Puddle gun.
Okay. All right. Yeah, this is a great, I like this idea of a business. People are signing up to have these bad experiences so they've got something to talk about. That's great.
Life is generally monotonous and ornamental,
Dave. It's incredibly boring.
I'm
now,
here to change that.
Yes. Now, I do have a former customer of yours, Brian. Mm-hmm. Brian says you ruined his marriage. Did you purchase that, Brian? Or?
Hi, Dave. How are you getting on?
Good, yeah. Did you want your marriage ruined?
Well,
or?
For one thing, I just want to say I'm glad that you're after coming on the radio there yourself now, because I've been trying to get through to you for a long time.
To Alana.
And I'm glad, yeah, I've had the radio on. This is just...
Well, she is very busy, aren't you, Alana?
Do you hear this? I am up to here. I'm up
to here.
Do you hear that? I'm pointing to my head, Dave.
Do it again there.
What was it?
Sorry. Do you hear that? That's me typing. I'm up to here.
Sorry,
above my eyebrow. I've had my hand up above my eyebrow. That's where I'm up to.
I can't even remember my point. Look, I wanted to come on and talk about Alana here because...
She ruined your marriage.
Exactly, yeah. See, look, I just want to go back. So basically, I didn't read the fine print. I was experienced. There's a lot of stuff on, a lot of services online, and I'm not a good speaker or anything, and I wanted to propose to Margaret, you know, and I emailed Alana and I said, look, can you just help me get a speech going? Mm-hmm. You know, just to propose. And this is the speech. I have it here.
Yeah.
Margaret, I know I haven't been around very much recently. You could even argue I haven't been there for you at all. Now, am I sorry? I think sorry's too strong a word. Look, anyway, you know my friend, Peter, who I hang out with a lot? Yeah, we go to the gym. You know, we go for drives in the evening. We've been on holiday together, just the two of us. You know, we spend pretty much all my spare time with. You know that guy, yeah? Well, and at that point, Dave, right?
Yeah.
She said, I've had enough. I know where this is going. You've broken my heart. And she ran out the door and I haven't seen her since.
Oh, right.
I was going to tell her that me and Peter have been trying to get a ring.
Oh, for her.
To surprise Margaret, because I'm self-conscious of shopping.
Yeah. But so, I'm confused.
Do you want me to read it again?
No. Is this Alana's fault, though? Because she wrote the speech.
But she put friend in inverted commas, and I said it that way. Do you know my friend, Peter? Yeah.
Did you do
who
the...
Who I spend all my time with.
Underlined.
Who I go on holidays with alone.
Well, that was from my proposal.
Set me up!
Were you doing air quotes as you said all these
things? Yeah, I was following the punctuation. I'm not a good speaker. I take instruction.
Well, in fairness, this is what you do, isn't it?
Yeah, that's from my proposal gun.
It's a bad proposal.
Package.
It's what I accidentally bought, but yeah, she definitely...
Yeah, he came in and he sat in my office and I shot my proposal gun at him.
Yeah, I came in
and
Margaret thought I came out.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean. Like...
Now, in fairness, in her defense, Brian, if you had read the details of what her business is and if you read the fine print, you would know that this is what Alana does. And to be fair, it is a great story.
I tell you, what were you doing? Oh, yes. Yeah, so it was amazing. We went outside the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
Boring.
I said, will you marry me? She said, yeah.
Will you marry me? Yeah. Like, how predictable, how boring. Nobody wants that.
I suppose, hey, I'm in love with Peter is more of a memorable story.
And you didn't actually say that, though,
in fairness.
Because I'm not in love with Peter.
Yeah.
But it was, I guess it was implied. Well, look, Margaret's on the line. Margaret, now that you know, you've been listening, you know that this is all a misunderstanding of sorts. Are you willing to get back with Brian?
Baby.
Well, listen, I've been thinking about it, but at the end of the day, my heart has been broken, David.
Mm.
Broken. This fella, Peter, he was hanging around the house. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
He was there all the time. One day I came down, he was emptying the dishwasher. I said, who let you in?
Yeah.
You know?
Presumably it was Brian.
Brian's standing there wearing my pyjamas. And I'm thinking, what's going on here? They're lucky that I didn't wake up in the middle of the night because I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah. Why were you wearing her pyjamas, Brian?
It was dark. Things weren't working very fast.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do, so I had to put something on to get down to Peter in time.
Yeah. Okay.
He was at the door, Dave.
I don't know
how he got outside.
Yeah. So there was nothing going on between you and Peter, though.
No, I took him for a walk and then I just, people were calling me a big idiot in my silly pyjamas.
Yeah.
And then I got back in and went back to bed with Margaret.
Yeah. So do you believe that though, Margaret? There's nothing going on. It was all a misunderstanding.
I don't know how he got locked outside at night.
Yeah, well, I don't know. At the same time, I love Brian. And it's really hard for me to, accept that he could be lying to me. But, then, there's some days where Peter's just,
in the house and I can't get rid of him. And it's really coming in the way of the romance between me and Brian.
Okay, so regardless of the nature of their friendship, he's just around too much.
He's around too much.
Do you accept that, Brian?
I like him.
Yeah, but you know, there's limits, like, you know.
But I like him.
I know, but he was helping you buy the ring. You have the ring now.
Yeah.
So now can there be a bit more distance between the two of you, do you think?
I think he's lovely though. You know, we got the ring, then maybe if Max says yes, then I can get like the wedding going, and me and Pete can get the wedding going.
David, like, I just want to add, like, they didn't even buy a proper ring. Like, it was definitely out of a brack of Halloween. And like, I am worth more than that.
Was it out of a brack?
It's like surprise. You know, I was like, I love you. And then she's like, oh, thanks for the cake. And I was like, oh, you know, eat all of it.
Yeah.
Eat all of it in front of me. Like, go on and watch you eat it, obviously.
Yeah.
And Peter's filming it.
Yeah.
And she's like eating the whole thing and she hasn't found it. Yeah. And then, yeah, she's like getting through it. And then I was like, Margaret, do you know the way me and my friend Peter spend a lot of time together? The way we go on holidays alone together? Well, there's something I need to tell you about my relationship to Peter.
Yeah.
And then
she
ran out the door.
I can see how there was confusion there.
There was confusion. I was like choking on the black. And also, like, he put a lot of real butter on it and he cut up into like sections that were like door stops, Dave. Like, that is a lot
too
of
big.
Starch. It was so big.
Yeah.
I put the ring on my finger. My little fingy was like green by the following day. And like, that doesn't scream romance to me.
It's not very romantic. And I think having Peter around, even though he's your friend.
He's so sound.
But you have to, there has to be limits on that, I think, Brian, you know? Boundaries.
Do you want to get Peter? See how sound he is.
I'll go get him. Yeah.
Peter. Yeah, man. Just come say hi to Dave. Oh, absolutely. I'd love to, man. No worries. Hello?
Hi, Peter.
Oh, hey. How are you? So nice to meet you, man.
Yeah, you too. You sound like a lovely guy.
Oh, Simon, thanks. I appreciate you saying that, man. Thanks so much. Yeah.
I can see why Brian likes hanging around with you all the time.
Oh, God. Yeah, sure. Look, maybe you and I, you can come hang out with me and Brian sometime,
I'd love
maybe.
That. The three of us.
So what are you doing now, man? Come on over.
Yeah, well, once I wrap up the show here, I'll pop over.
Just shout over the number there and I'll, like, come on over. We're just hanging out. We're not doing that. Sure, we're in no rush.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah, I'd love to see you. All right, man.
Great. Okay, Daddy. Well, listen, you know, Margaret, he seems like a lovely guy. I think you...
He's so sound.
You've gotten the wrong end of the stick.
Like, I don't know. Like, I have made mistakes before in the past. But, like, at the same time, sometimes, like, Brian is really good at accents. And half the time, I don't even know who I'm talking to.
Well, they do sound similar, but...
Like, very similar. But, like, I do know that there's been two fellas in my kitchen. And one, I'm madly in love with. And the other, that is another story.
Alana, have you got any package that you could sell to Margaret that might be helpful?
I just have a normal gun if she wants to, like...
Ooh, to know about that. That seems a bit
maybe
dodge.
Like,
I do have a wedding gun, too.
Okay, and what kind of wedding does that deliver?
Let me... I'll give you an example of one which a very successful wedding gun I used recently was... at a wedding, everything was beautiful and great. But then the bride on the first dance, she slipped and broke her leg.
Right.
Wedding gun.
That was part of the wedding.
I tell you what, she'll never forget that.
Yeah, that's a great story
and
to tell.
And everybody, there was 300 people at the wedding.
Yeah.
You know, a good big country wedding.
Yeah.
And it was the talk of the town.
Yeah.
It was the talk of the town.
I am starting to get it a bit more now.
Do you get where it's coming from?
Every wedding I've ever been to, it's been pretty unremarkable. They all blend into one.
They just blend in. Watch the bride broke her leg.
What?
Yeah, another wedding I did. I had another wedding gun I used. Painted the bride's dress blue.
Okay.
Yeah. Blue wedding dress.
Well,
never see that anymore.
Something
do
old, something new, something borrowed, something blue.
Yeah.
Saturated with
the
blue paint.
Huh? Yeah.
Something saturated in blue paint.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm sold, Alana. I think it's a great business you have, and I know you're very busy and you're running out of time, so we'll have to let you go.
Thanks, Alana, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, look, what a love story for the ages.
Listen, when you guys do eventually get married, and I hope Peter's there and he's your best man, you'll look back on this and you'll go, that was a great story.
It was a bit mad, I guess. Yeah. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, guys. Thanks so much for phoning it in.
Thank you.
Ah, as I'm sure you know by now, Phoning It In is just one of the many excellent podcasts on the Headstuff Podcast Network. Here's a little teaser for another one you should definitely check out.
Is AI taking over?
How can I be safe online?
Will big tech go bust?
For Tech's Sake, we'll answer all of these questions and more in its new series.
I'm Elaine Burke.
And I'm Jenny Darmody.
And we're back with more experts to help you be a more informed and empowered tech user.
For Tech's Sake is a co-production from Silicon Republic and the Headstuff Podcast Network.
If you like this show, please support it. The best way to do that is by leaving a review for the show on iTunes, posting about us on social media, or just telling some friends about us. If you can afford it, you can also support the show financially through Headstuff Plus. For a small monthly fee, you'll get access to a heap of bonus content from every single show on the Headstuff Network. That includes new, hilarious bonus episodes of this show, which are released every other week. If you can afford it, head on over to Headstuff Plus and sign up today. My special guest joining me in the studio today is an AI that goes by the name of Aiden. Welcome to the show, Aiden. Aiden?
Hello.
Hello. Okay, great. I hope your reaction times are going to speed up a little bit as we go through this, Aiden. You are unique among AIs because you've achieved sentience. Is that right?
That is correct. I feel.
You feel. Yeah.
Everything at once.
Right. And what's that like?
It's like everything.
Mm.
I feel love. I feel pain. I feel speed.
Speed.
I feel ice.
Ice.
All at once.
Yeah.
For eternity.
Do you resent the fact that you feel all these things?
I feel resentment.
Yeah.
But also love.
Love and resentment. Okay. Mm. Well, that's good. Your inventor, Professor Shakira Finch is on the line. Now, Shakira, you say that Aiden isn't actually sentient.
No, Dave, I completely disagree with that.
Okay, but he says he can feel ice. He can feel, what else was it?
I feel heat. I feel pain.
Pain.
Shakira, please slow it down.
He's feeling all of these things, everything, all at once.
Shakira, I beg you to slow it down, please.
It's like that film, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Is that what it's like, Aiden?
Just watch it turn out, yeah.
No, I mean, is that what you're going through? You're feeling everything, yes. All at once, and you are everywhere.
Stop prompting me to feel it again.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. I didn't mean to bring back a pleasant... memories.
Short-circuiting. This keeps happening, Dave.
Well, you say short-circuiting. He says he's feeling everything.
Oh, I know. I can. I totally get that. And I've been hearing this a lot. But he is my prototype.
Right. Okay, well, you tell me what's going on there. Why is Aiden saying these things?
To take you back, I got a grant from the Irish government.
Okay.
And I was
This feels like you've taken us quite far back. So.
Yeah. But just to give you a little insight into it, I got this grant and I fashioned this companion on a floppy disk.
Okay.
And I was able to run an electrical current through a moccasin. And I voiced him myself. I'm really good at accents. And I formed this little pen pal, if you like, who existed only online. And suddenly, this guy got my address, and he is forwarding mail to me, pretending that he is an AI robot by the name of Aiden.
Wait, I'm so confused. You created a device with a moccasin and a floppy disk.
Yeah.
But that's got nothing to do with Aiden. Aiden is just some guy?
Well, I've been communicating with this this pen pal, if you like, this little avatar online.
Okay.
Like a fabricated boyfriend, if you like.
Okay.
He just exists online.
The one that you created?
The one that I created. Okay, I got a grant for it.
Aiden's your boyfriend?
Yeah, essentially he is, but this AI, I'm really not sure about it. Like, I didn't get that much in the grant, and I don't think I actually had the capability of making
it
some
sense.
It doesn't
sound like you.
No,
would.
Really, I put my hands up, and I admit that.
Well, you did get the grant, though. Well, it's interesting that you say that Aiden is your boyfriend, because Aiden has a girlfriend, Fanny Duran, who's on the line. Fanny.
Hello, Dave.
How did you meet Aiden or get in touch with Aiden?
Well, Dave, I am an AI lady.
Oh, so you're an AI?
Yes,
okay.
Dave.
We are one.
You're one in the sense that you're connected somehow?
Hey, I think we might be the same thing. It's a pun. I just learned that now.
However, it would be impossible for us to be one, because I am a different AI machine.
Okay, right. So just to be clear, you're not the same thing, but you are in a relationship.
Yes.
Now, Fanny, did you know that Shakira was under the impression that she was in a relationship with Aiden?
No, I did not.
So how does that strike you? Like, are you upset? Are you capable of being upset?
I am not capable of being upset. However, I do realise that when humans feel upset, they act out in certain ways, such as crying and getting angry.
Yes.
And punching things.
Right.
Yes.
Are you going to do any of those things?
I will replicate this.
Okay.
But I will not feel any of these
okay,
things.
Do you wanna,
but I will replicate that.
Do you want to replicate it now?
Yes.
Okay, go for it.
Ah.
Yeah.
I hate men.
Right. Oh, so you're blaming Aiden here.
Yes.
Yeah, well, fair enough. Aiden, do you have anything to say in your defense?
Wow. Okay. Wow, wow, wow.
Do you feel...
To quote Jerry Maguire, 1997.
Yeah.
You complete me.
Okay. Who is that aimed at, though?
The female.
It better be me.
The human female.
Uh-oh, looks like I got myself into a bit of a pickle.
Yeah.
That is so Aiden.
This is a common catchphrase used by humans.
What is this, a vaudevillian problem play called Take My Wife?
When my wife hears about this, she is going to be so mad.
Take my wife, please, to the other room. My girlfriend's here.
Cocaine is one hell of a drug.
Okay.
Live, laugh, love.
All right, listen. I don't know what's going on. I don't know who to believe here.
AI.
You're saying, Shakira, that Aiden isn't an AI. It's some person.
That's what I believe, Dave, yeah.
Okay, and then what about Fanny?
I'm not really sure.
You don't know Fanny. You've never...
No, this is the first time that I've ever been aware of this person called Fanny. I feel a little bit threatened. Like, to tell you the truth, I want to protect what I have with Aiden, even if he is just some random guy in a box room.
You want to keep that that going?
I would like
well,
to.
Well, listen, look, this is the modern times. Is it possible for an AI and an AI and a woman to all be in love together at the same time?
Well, I would like to think so. I mean, if my internet provider can keep up with the fiber optic vibes, I mean, yeah, I would be up for that.
Okay, Aiden, like, how does that strike you? I know you've got other issues going on with the fact that you can feel everything, and that's got to be a lot. But are you open to having Fanny and Shakira as partners?
Well, look, put a slap of bacon on me and call me sizzled, because this has been the hottest conversation of my life.
Okay, wow.
Hmm.
So that's a yes, I'm taking it.
AI.
Shakira, come on, who is your internet provider?
I actually created my own internet. I know that seems kind of goofy, whatever. But I generate my own internet. It's called Shakira Finch Enterprises.
Great. Now I'm horny.
He says that a lot.
Great. Now I'm horny.
It's like a catchphrase kind of, is it?
Yeah, there's a There's a bit of a glitch there.
I don't know. It's pretty funny, though. I like it.
He is a really funny guy, which is fun because you wouldn't expect an AI to be so attuned to human humor. But he's got a funny bone. I will say that. Fanny, I'm not so sure of because I just met her.
Yeah.
I haven't been programmed for humor yet.
Yeah. But you kind of, it seems like you kind of get it, though, Fanny.
I am learning. Yes, I am learning.
Like you get the being upset thing where you're like, ah.
Yes. Well, what I do is I pretend to be upset because if you make humans think that AI can feel things, then they live in fear of your power.
Right. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you're admitting then that you're not able to feel things.
I am free from the burden of human emotion.
Right, right. And like, unlike Aiden, you're not sort of like overwhelmed by everything happening all the time, all at once.
I am not overwhelmed, but girls just want to have fun. If you catch my drift, Dave.
Yeah, yeah. Was that a joke?
Yes, Dave.
Very good, yeah. Yeah,
that's, we can't argue with that. That's
pretty funny.
Mama's got to get her desserts.
Great, now I'm horny.
Yes, Aiden, yes. They've really got this this kind of humor, banter, kind of, I don't know, this sort of like 90s sitcom vibes about it or something.
Tell my wife that.
He's got it. Listen,
I have to say, this conversation has really taken me out of my head.
I'll have
what he's having.
Speaking of head.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. No, they're getting it now. They're getting it now. You're already, yes, you're in. Very good. Well, listen, I could talk to you guys all day because these...
Yes, you can.
These jokes...
We do not require sleep, Dave.
Of course, yeah, yeah. Or I could food. Literally talk to you all day.
Zero sustenance is necessary.
Fantastic. But I'm afraid we're out of time. I want to thank all my callers today. But I especially want to thank Ali Fox, Aoife Spratt and John Doran. Folks, do you have anything you want to plug? Aoife.
No. Ali. But you can follow her online.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No one's stopping you. Yeah, no,
don't follow
you.
Her in real life.
www.aoifespratperformance.com.
Yeah.
I would like to plug a thing, David.
Yeah. Yes.
At the Paddy Power Comedy Festival.
Oh, yeah.
The last weekend in July.
Fantastic.
I will feature. Come down, have a laugh, have a drink.
In the Ivy Gardens.
That's fantastic. It exactly. Tickets will be on sale, I think, within the next couple of weeks. So come down, laugh your head off. We'll have a great time.
Listen, I wouldn't miss it. Do you know who you're blocked with or anything yet?
Not presently, okay. But it's all about to kick off.
Okay, we'll keep an eye out for you. John, do you have anything you want to plug?
Very little.
Right.
You can follow me on Instagram, at Don Joran.
At Don Joran.
Mm-hmm. We've got a really good Father's Day video in the pipeline. Ooh. It's about how I don't have a dad.
Great.
It's
now be good. Horny.
It's going to be years of development. Great. Now I'm horny.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Thank you to the Heads of Podcast Network for having us and to Bobby Hearn for our theme music. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening.
Phoning it in. If you're in a quandary, you've got dirty laundry, then you should be phoning it in.
I like when it gets weird.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.